Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
My name's Clayton, and I'm mad. I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday, looking at all of the angry Trans Mountain Pipeline comments, and I see this survey from the Hollywood Reporter. I'm just going to read you the survey here. Who is the best Batman? Here are the options. Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Val Kilmer. Five Batmans made the list. Hey, Hollywood Reporter, you're missing someone, and his name is Adam West, probably the best Batman of all time.
A routine question. Have you recently sold any war surplus submarines, and if so, to whom?
Salt and corrosion. The infamous old enemies of the crime fighter.
I have the strangest feeling that I am about to be utterly and madly carried away.
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
How do you leave Adam West off of the best Batman of all time list? Seriously, Hollywood Reporter? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Ashamed. I'm still mad about this whole Batman survey thing. How do you have a list of the greatest Batmans of all time and leave Adam West off of it? You put George Clooney on a list of best Batmans, but not Adam West? Really, Hollywood Reporter? Really? Really? Ben Affleck and Val Kilmer make the list too, but not Adam West? Seriously? I mean, I get how Christian Bale and Michael Keaton make the list. They're great as Batman, but Adam West? You leave him off? You know what? We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're not going to have that kind of negativity in our lives. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about something fun. A fun guy, perhaps. No, I'm not talking about mushrooms. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard, the board man. Kawhi Leonard was asked by his teammates, what are you going to do this off season?
I'm just drinking alcohol and eating desserts all the time.
Sounds like Kawhi Leonard's off season is my every season. If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I'm always looking for my next side hustle, my next business venture. Basically, I just want to think of a cool business idea so I can go on Dragon's Den and make a bunch of money. I think I have one here. It's called Skip the Pickup. Imagine Skip the Dishes, but instead of food, it's for stuff that you buy online. Like on Kijiji or Facebook Buy and Sell. Because what's the problem with Facebook Buy and Sell? No one can ever deliver the thing that they're selling. Every interaction on Facebook Buy and Sell is like, ooh, I want to buy this, but I can't pick it up. Can you deliver? No. All right, good talk. This would eliminate the need for delivery because you just open up the app, you see who is available in the area, they go pick it up for you, and they just drop it off. Skip the pickup. It's great for people who don't have a truck or don't know anyone with a truck, because usually that's the go-to. You see a couch you like online. Oh, I drive a Ford Focus. I can't pick this up. I don't know anyone with a truck. What do I do? Skip the pickup. It's going to be a thing, I'm telling you. Plus, another advantage to this, you skip that whole awkward interaction with the person you're buying that from, right? Hey, how's it going? Got to make that awkward chit-chat. You know what? Instead of skip the pickup, we can just call it skip the awkward interaction with the stranger who's selling you their garbage. Do you have someone in your life that is very stubborn? They do not admit when they are wrong? That sucks when you have to deal with someone who will just not admit their mistakes. No matter what, they are right, you are wrong. Your opinion's always the worst, theirs is always the best. I am not one of those people. I will admit when I am wrong. Case in point. Yesterday on Cruise Mornings, we were talking about bagpipes. And we were talking about if people like the sound of bagpipes. By the way, 79% of people apparently enjoy the bagpipes. Who knew? I then said, imagine how good a band would sound that is just made up of bagpipes, the harmonica, and a triangle. Imagine a band with those three instruments. Bagpipes, harmonica, triangle. Now I said this would sound really, really good. And boy was I wrong, because I got clips of all of those instruments. I put them together to see what it would sound like. I was dead wrong on that one. If you're a parent, there's a good chance that your kid asks you about 98 questions a day. Just answering questions left and right all day long. When I was a kid, I would always ask my parents what it's like being an adult. I asked them that question all the time. Did you? What's it like being an adult, Mom and Dad? What's it like not having a bedtime? What's it like getting into 14A movies? That was my question. I was always so curious about what it's like to be an adult. And now that I'm all grown up, I don't really know how to answer that question. What is it like being an adult? I thought about that yesterday. It kept me up. I was like, what's it like? What would I tell 10-year-old Clayton? What would I tell him what an adult feels like? And I came up with an answer. Being an adult is feeling tired all the time, and then telling other people how tired you are, and then they tell you how tired they are, and then you have a battle of who's more tired. That's like 97% of being an adult. Oh man, Jeff, I did not have a good sleep last night. My air conditioner was on the fritz. It was making this noise. Oh, I am tired. Oh, Dave, you think you're tired? Oh, boy, let me tell you about my night. Oh, man, Timmy just would not stop screaming. He was having these nightmares, had to sleep in the same bed as me. He was tossing and turning. Oh, I didn't get any sleep. Oh, well, let me tell you something, Jeff. On top of my air conditioning problem, I have these birds that hang out on my roof, and they're making a lot of noise. It's just a competition to see who's more tired. That's what being an adult is all about. We're talking about the two quarterback system on Cruise Mornings today because tomorrow night when the Riders take on Ottawa, it looks like Cody Fajardo is going to get the start. Well, it doesn't look like he is going to get the start according to head coach Craig Dickinson, but third stringer Isaac Harker will also get some playing time. They're going to have the 2QB system once again in Saskatchewan. This is not the first time this has happened. It seems like the Riders love this two quarterback system. It wasn't that long ago when Kevin Glenn and Brandon Bridge, they were doing the two quarterback system. And sometimes that worked great. Kevin Glenn would start the game. He would start to struggle at around the third quarter. Brandon Bridge would be like Billy Koch back in the early 2000s for the Blue Jays. He would come in and save the day. Remember Billy Koch? Good times, good times. But sometimes it worked out great with the Glenn Bridge duo. Other times it didn't, especially when Brandon Bridge started the game and Kevin Glenn came out of the bullpen. That's when it didn't really work out for the best. Back in 2005, I believe, the Riders had another 2QB system, Nealon Green and Marcus Crandall. Remember those two quarterbacks? They kind of went back and forth all season as the starter and the backup. Sometimes they would play in the same game. That 2QB system didn't really work out too well. One time where it did work out pretty well, though, 1989. Kent Austin, Tommy Burgess. Remember? They had the 2QB system going on. They would always go with the hottest hand. Kent Austin would usually start the games, but if he kind of struggled, Tommy Burgess would go in, and vice versa. They always went with who was playing better, and each quarterback had a very, very short leash. And sometimes quarterbacks react very well to that. They're like, okay, I can't mess up. I gotta be perfect. And they end up being perfect. Other times, they fold like a cheap tent. When you see someone famous and you're really, really close to them, what's the one thing that you usually do? You usually yell their name, something like, OMG, it's you, I can't believe it! And then you ask to take a selfie with that famous person. Have you ever done that before? See someone famous, ask to take a selfie? In the off chance you ever meet Jim Carrey, do not ask to take a selfie with him. Apparently, he refuses to do selfies with fans. And it's not because he's a jerk, it's actually the opposite.
I would much prefer saying hello and who are you and what are you doing today than giving a selfie, yeah. Because selfies stop the world. You know, they stop life. It's going on Instagram to give people a false sense of relevance. I don't have any trouble being myself, and I don't have any trouble saying no when I mean no. When I don't feel there is a, you know, pressing responsibility to please everyone. I'm not unkind to people. No. I love people.
Be kind to people. Live in the moment. Don't do anything that makes you uncomfortable, and cool it on the selfies. I don't think you'll ever hear better advice than that.